The following Dharma talk was given at Boundless Way Temple in Worcester, Massachusetts. The temple is an affiliate of Boundless Way Zen, a multi-lineage school of Zen Buddhism.
So wonderful to be here with all of you, my fellow travelers on this great way. Here we are tonight at sort of the halfway point between the beginning of Sesshin and the end. And of course, for travelers on this infinite path, there really is no halfway point. It's just provisional. Travelers on the boundless way are always at the beginning. Put another way, any point on an infinite line is always point zero. So, quite fortunate, good news, because we don't really need to check our progress if we're always at the beginning. We don't really need to concern ourselves with what's coming next. And that's one of the great gifts of Sesshin, is that we are cared for. We're cared for by our teachers who offer us such great insight and support. We're cared for by our officers who make sure we're here. And we're cared for by each other, each one of us, so important to support each other. Of course, we are all human. And so we do check our progress. And we do concern ourselves with what's to come. And we do want to know how we're doing. It's not a problem. We just return to this breath, this body, this moment. Today we investigated case 55 from the Blue Cliff Record. Alive or dead? And Dao's response, I'm not saying. I will not say. And just as an aside, this case, I have a particular affinity for this case. Last year, I constructed a sculpture that is based or inspired by this case that is right now in the temple gardens, probably buried under a foot of snow. Anyway, I just wanted to say that. But I so much appreciated Melissa Roshi and Mike Sensei's talks and their insights about this case, which can be quite difficult to unravel and difficult to penetrate. Particularly Mike Sensei, he posed a question to each one of us. How do we, as students of the way, investigate this great matter of birth and death? How do we investigate this great matter of birth and death? Now, this question is not a philosophical question. It's not something to roll around in our minds. It's not something that's for someone else who has more history or understanding of Buddhism. This is a question we take up right here, right now, on our butts, listening to my talk in Sesshin, every moment. So how? And as Melissa Roshi said right before we left for this break, she said, we're so lucky. We are so lucky to be taking up this question. So for my encouragement tonight, I want to offer it in some guidance, I would say, in taking up this question. And I want to do so by pulling some words from a reading that we have in our liturgy book. a reading called Liberation from All Obstructions. And these are just the few words that are from that, that speak to me about this question. If there's a cost I choose to pay, if there's a need I choose to give, if there's pain I choose to feel, if there's sorrow I choose to grieve, when burning I choose heat, when calm I choose peace, when starving I choose hunger, when happy I choose joy. Whomever I encounter, I choose to meet. What I shoulder, I choose to bear. When it's my birth, I choose to live. When it's my death, I choose to die. So this choosing is the key. It's not we're trying to solve a problem. We're not trying to get anywhere. We are just choosing. Choosing this tired mind, this aching body, this broken heart. And as Reverend Paul said so eloquently this afternoon, you don't need to know why you're here. You just need to show up. Show up and choose this Dharma gate.